Capital 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now, he's going to be at the Legends Comedy Club in Raytown this weekend. I'm talking with comedian Mark Gregory. How's things going with you, my man?
Man, all is well, man. I can't complain, man. You know, I'm just trying to hold on to my little coins, you know, because COVID kind of killed comedy, you know. I'm not broke, though. The way I refer to it is I'm in between blessings. You understand what I'm saying, brother?
I hear you right there. I'm going to have to use that word for 2021, in between blessings. I feel you over there, Mark.
In between blessings, yes, sir.
We got a huge blessing yesterday with the inauguration. Did you check it out?
Yeah, I checked out the inauguration, man. I did.
What'd you think about it?
And to me, it was more comical than anything. I mean, you had Bernie Sanders look like he didn't want to be there.
Yes! Right?
Listen, Bernie had that energy. He was like, hey, man, look, y'all played me two times. You think I'm about to put on a suit for this? Bernie looked like he came from his son's soccer game. That's what he looked like.
That lean, he had that chair too. That's what had me rolling. He had a super lean over there.
He had the super lean and them homeless mittens. He looked like the dude who be standing on the highway like, hey, my man, you got a couple dollars? You got
I thought that was very interesting. Check it out. And then I was thinking about the pardons, and I saw you mention a little bit on social media about Lil Wayne getting this pardon. What'd you think about that?
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, man. If I was him, I would have been kissing up to Trump the whole time, too. So it sound like Lil Wayne had a plan. He foiled us all.
I was kind of expecting it, but then I wasn't at the same time. It's kind of crazy what people would do for freedom, but on them raps, you're going to sound a whole different person.
Right. And then I didn't know Joe Biden was a junior, okay, because they kept referring to him as junior. And then I looked up, man, Joe Biden is 78 years old. Like, at this point, we could drop the junior. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, yo,
yes.
Yeah, you the oldest junior I know.
And a lot of people on social media call him Joseph Rayshon Biden. I don't get that where that's coming from too now, right?
Yeah, Joseph Robinette, right? That's when your mom was married to the stepdad. She was married to your dad, but she was in love with him. And then she married again. That's where the Biden came from.
Mark Gregory on the phone with us right now. He's going to be at the Legends Comedy Club this weekend. You mentioned COVID-19 and comedy. How did that affect you last year? And what's your plans for this year on 2021?
Man, you know, it definitely slowed things down, man. You know, because just the not being able to move around and do as many dates. So I went from, like, working every weekend, being on the road, to probably, like, twice a month. And I'm in New York now, so we can't perform indoors, so it's a lot of outdoor comedy shows and performing on rooftops, just trying to stay sharp, man.
How do you do it maneuvering through different fields? Because you just don't hit up the regular stages, you hit up churches, you hit up all kinds of different events. What's the craziest event you probably have done in your career so far?
Man, the craziest event. Okay, so I did a family reunion, man. And at this family reunion, they told me to come at 8:30. I'm going to perform at 9:30, right?
Okay.
And they showed a video that was an hour long of their family tracking their genealogies back from, like, 1812, right? The last 20 minutes of this video was everybody that died in their family from, like, 1960. And the video is super sad. Like, I don't even know these people, and I'm crying. Like, I was like, Shirley looked like she would have been a beautiful lady. Like, it was super sad, man. And they expected me to be funny after that, right? So they introduced me, and I bombed horribly. And the lady acted like she didn't want to pay me. And she was like, so what happened? I was like, yo, we watched Faces of Death for 40 minutes. Like, yeah. Nothing is funny after we watch grandma get hit by a car. Like, I can't, look, I'm not, listen, nobody is that talented, man. You can't, so that was the worst situation I've ever been in.
That's got to be super, super tough, man. Hopefully it won't be that tough for you this weekend here in Kansas City this weekend, man. Look forward to see what you're going to do, man. And where can they find you on social media and all that good stuff, Mark?
Man, you can follow me on Instagram at Comic Mark Gregg, COMICMARKGREG.
Man, a funny guy. Y'all got to go check him out. Mark Gregory is going to be at the Legends Comedy Club this weekend. Make sure you hit up Eventbrite.com or call 816-785-1368 so you can check out Mark Gregory live at the Legends Comedy Club this weekend. We're going to hook some people up some tickets too, Mark, so they can come out and hang out with you, man.
Oh, definitely, man. Yeah, yeah. Come Raytown, man. Come pull up. Raytown, Kansas City, all the surrounding areas. Come out. We're going to have a good time. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, man.
And the sharpest dressed comedian. Is that what I heard, too? That's what it looked like on these pictures I see, Mark.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little fresh. I'm not even going to lie to you. I do what I can.
Where you going to get that clothing line in then, Mark?
Man, you know, I think when I get that second bag, you know, the first bag, you stack that. And then that second one, that's when you start doing the major investments.
When you get out the in-between blessings, that's when you're going to make that happen then.
Once I get out, I'm going to send you a shirt.
I'm with it, Mark. I'm going to rock it too, and I'm going to tag you in on social media too, bro.
Yes, sir.
Mark, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, man. And have a safe trip when you come in and all that good stuff, Mark.
Hey, thank you. Have a great weekend. Happy birthday again.